was a legal entity, that there were almost all the Armed Forces Acts were printed into a legal situation, so that the Royal Canadian Navy couldn't be changed. You couldn't dismiss the Royal Canadian Navy. You had to have one until you changed every Act of Parliament and removed it and put something in its place. What I don't know. So I said, if that's the case, and it is the case, then I don't see any reason why, until the law is changed, that we cannot discuss this quite openly. If you don't like it, you can say you don't like it. If you like it, you can say you like it. And you can say it in public. I don't see anything wrong with that. Because when a law is changed, it has to be voted on by the Commons. And the Commons generally allow anybody who's affected by it to say their bit. Mm-hmm. And so I told them, discuss it as freely as you want. Don't talk up at your sleeve all the time. Don't get in corners in the wardroom and other places. Get out with it and say, and try to think it through. Some parts of it would be very good. Maybe some parts of it would be lousy. But you find out for yourself. And I think for the most part, if you do that, you'll come to the same conclusion that I have, that it's absolutely not on.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Well, and every time I explain the case to people who I thought I could make understand the difficulties of unification, they thought I was running the other services down. That's how stupid everybody got about it. And then we've got to practice it.
Well,
But
let's talk about your papers. What naval papers have you got, and where are they going?
Oh, I got all the whole record of unification as it appeared in the press,
mm-hmm.
and I have all papers I delivered to Defense Board,
mm-hmm.
the chairman, mm-hmm. Defense Committee.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many letters written to me and some of my replies and the whole basis of that period.
Well, Alec Douglas will have the official file thing, but what about the rest of them?
I recently sent him the copies of the two or three papers that affected my relationships with the government,
mm-hmm.
and explained what happened. And everything else of mine is going into the archives.
In Ottawa.
That has already been done.
Oh, that's good. Well, then you've done this with Alec. So,
oh, yeah.
I ask this question every interview to find out where people's papers are going. In this case, he knows. So.
And they probably go in. I'm not going to wait forever for that, because one of these days I'm going to have to think, well, you're getting pretty close to the end. And you're not going to use these papers for anything anymore. Provided the proviso is that they're not to be pulled out until you're dead, unless I give the the permission. Well, I think that there are a lot of letters from serving from people who are serving at the time, and some of them are in pretty high places now.
Yeah,
well, Perdue for one.
Yeah,
he was a. He was the one that that stood up in Halifax. I wasn't in the Navy now.
Yeah.
I was out.
Yeah.
But Paul Hellyer came down and spoke to the officers. And Nigel Brodeur stood up, and he had something to say about what Paul Hellyer was doing to the traditions of the naval service, and that it wasn't right that he should do it. And the uniform meant a great deal to the officers, and he should leave it alone. And Paul Hellyer lost his temper and sang out, "You people think you've got a God-given right to wear any uniform that you choose." And the whole room blew up. Did you know that?
No.
All the officers were on their feet shouting at him.
Damn right we got it.
They were booing and...
Yeah.
yelling obscenities.
Terrible.
Oh, it was really right out of hand. And Scruff O'Brien, it took him a long time to get it calmed down. Well, this was such an interesting thing that they weren't supposed to be taping anything, but they were taping that, and a half hour after the thing was over, a tape was brought to me with, "Yes, sir, this is our newest presentation." And they ran the whole thing for me.
Where's that tape?
I've got a copy of it in my files. It'll be in the archives.
It'll be in the archives. Well, that's very good. I don't think we can do any better than that. You've got some guests arriving for dinner in a little while. Mickey that's Sterling, right. Among others, I think. And
No, it's not Mickey Sterling tonight.
Anyway, thank you again. We've had a good afternoon.
My pleasure.